Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today I wanted to talk to you about self-control around food. It's a big problem. I think one of the greatest challenges that anyone goes through in achieving the health that they want, the wellness that they want, the health and fitness goals. For most people, that's around some fat loss, being able to optimize your body's health, being able to do things consistently is one of the biggest challenges that we all face in reaching what we're truly, truly capable of. Even for me, I'm just as human as everybody else, and food, certain aspects of food can be really challenging. Let's face it, there are so many foods out there that are being created each and every day out of sugars, processed foods, etc., that look perhaps very appealing, taste very sweet, very nice, but they're not supporting our overall health and wellness goals. And so how do we consistently get to a place where we've got this self-control over our food so that we all don't just move further and further away from our health and wellness goals? If I ate like most people ate, I would be very overweight. But I choose to do things differently. So I want to give a couple of tips here today, specifically around food, but then I'll talk to you about what is the thing that really keeps you moving forward and staying focused on being able to maintain those healthy, life-sustainable, healthy practices, because that's what we're truly looking for things that we can do for the rest of our life. Not like, well, anyone can do something for a period of time and then stop. But what we want to do is to adopt a lifestyle that is healthy and sustainable for the rest of our lives. Sure, some of the ingredients might change, but the principles remain exactly the same. So one of the things that I do when I'm working with my clients and coming up with a tailored meal plan for them, so specifically for them, is everybody comes from a different position. Some people are a long way away from a healthy lifestyle, and others are really not that far away. They just need to get the components right. So what I do is I look at the macronutrient level, which is your proteins, your carbohydrates, and your fats. And I look at what are people taking into their daily lives at the moment, what should they be doing to achieve their goals and achieve their health and wellness, optimizing that, and what's the gap and how do we quickly close that. So for some people, if they are eating a lot of processed food, sometimes it can be a huge jump for them to then go to eating completely healthy food all the time. So I work on the principles of 6 meals a day, which sounds like a lot, but it's essentially breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then 3 snacks. So we're not talking about 6 sit-down roast meal dinners or anything like that. We're talking about some snacks in between. So it might be some fruit, some yogurt. For me personally, I'll normally have like a smoothie or something like that in between, with plenty of protein in it, in between my main meals. So in order to come up with what's right for you determines where you are, where you want to get to, what do you think you can manage in terms of the change. Most people I see initially are eating anywhere between 2 to 4 times a day max. That's normally it. But the problem is that they're eating foods that are highly processed, higher in calories, low in those macronutrients that we want, well, certain ones, certainly like your proteins, and your low energy carbohydrates being your planned food. Most adults do not, and children, but I mainly work with adults, are not consuming anywhere near the recommended daily intake of plant-based foods. So for vegetables, fruits, people are normally closer, but for your vegetables, no. And so that is 5, that helps clean us out, that helps us take up antioxidants and nutrients from those foods as well. And that's what helps keeps us, another element to helping us keep us healthy and energized at the same time. So most people are low in that. So if I'm taking somebody that's maybe, say, eating twice a day and it's highly processed food, no plant-based food, and I say, right, now you've got to eat six times a day once you get plant food in, way more than you're getting in, like here, here, and here, and I want you to have maybe some fruit, some yogurt for here, here, and I want you to get in, you know, like a savory snack at night, and here's some examples of that. That can be a huge change for people, and some people are like, yep, I can do that, terrific. Other people are like, oh, well, no, I don't think I can do that, in which case I say, all right, well, right now you're eating two meals a day. I want you to get to four meals as soon as possible, and I want you to make them as highly nutritious as possible. Here's six meals for you on your plan. I want you to be getting in breakfast, lunch, and dinner now, and I want you to try then to get in an extra snack, okay? And maybe that's an apple, you know, something like that, and then progress them from there. Now, having said all that, when I'm doing my meal plans, what I do is I incorporate some meals that are kind of more like treats. If you like, you could, people refer to like cheat meals. And if I say that, people normally know what I'm talking about. So it's a meal maybe that you, where you feel like you're treating yourself a little bit. And what I say is, let's just say that you're eating now your six meals a day, 7 days a week. I say, have three meals through the whole week. So out of the 42, so six times seven, have three meals where you eat whatever it is that you want to eat. Whatever it is. Yeah, just eat whatever it is that you want to eat. Now, over time, you'll find that, well, okay, I'm going to have, you know, two pizzas for each of those meals. And so six pizzas a week. I mean, you're not going to do that over time. To start with, you might say, well, all right, well, I'm going to have KFC one night. I'm going to have Macca's another night. I'm going to have pizza another night. Maybe you'd do that. I mean, the thought of that makes me ill. Some people might do that. Over time, you're going to find that you're going to modify it slightly. And so then I say, like Monday, Tuesday are usually the most focused days of the week around the world for people. But it's like there's often some thinking over the weekend. Maybe there's some remorse over the weekend. Maybe somebody's had a few too many drinks or something and they're starting to think, no, I've got to be more focused on Monday and Tuesday. By Wednesday, it can start to wane a little bit. So that's the day that I say, put in that first treat meal. And it's normally for dinner time, as in evening meal. So put that in for the evening meal. The next time is, so then Thursday, you're normally pretty good. So then it's Friday and then Saturday or Sunday. They're the days when, like Friday night, again, I'm saying evening meals because that's normally the danger period for most people. Friday night, a lot of people have fish and chips here in Australia. And so that could be something that you could put in on a Friday. Now, over time, what you'll find is, well, you're probably going to go from your, battered fish to maybe you pick something like grilled fish. And then with the grilled fish, maybe you're not eating as many chips or whatever else you're having. And maybe you're putting a salad in on the side as well, just to give you some more fiber and make it a little bit more satisfying. Maybe you're doing something like that. On the weekend, maybe there's something else that you're doing on the Saturday or Sunday, you're going out. And so let's say you are going out. Over time, you'll find that you'll probably just naturally look for things that are a little bit healthier. So for instance, let's just say that if I'm going out and I want to have, say, a chicken salad or a Caesar salad or something like that, what I will normally do is ask for the dressing on the side so that I can control it. If it's like a chicken dish or something like that, I'm usually unlikely to have something like a chicken parma and chips or something like that, but sometimes I might. I will look for something that is perhaps a little bit cleaner, or rather than chips, if there's another option where I can get vegetables and like a baked potato or something like that, then I'll ask for those modifications. But there will be times where I say, you know what, I'm just going to have whatever it is that I want. I won't normally have something that is creamy or highly fatty because that will make me ill. And if I'm like, food's expensive when you dine out, so I don't want to have a sick feeling after I've had the meal and paid for the meal. So I will pick something that's normally a little bit cleaner. Remember, I've been doing this for like 36 years now, so my stomach is really adjusted and like the flavors that I can absorb are maybe not as great as what you can have. But my point here is that I focus for my clients on Wednesday, Friday, and then one day on the weekend where they can have those meals that are a little bit of a treat. Now, what I put in people's plans is Wednesday night, I normally put in a healthier pasta meal, or if somebody wants bolognese, and I say, okay, well, show me what the recipe is that you use. All right, you can have that, have this much pasta, and let's put a salad in there with that as well, to just so we can make sure you get your plant-based food in. So you can still enjoy the meal, but let's get some plant-based food in there as well. On a Friday night, sometimes I put in like homemade pizzas. Now we use pita bread, wholemeal pita bread, so you don't have to make the base or anything, but we're putting different ingredients on there. So we're using feta cheese rather than your fatty or mozzarella cheese. And you know, you can load it up with vegetables. I do a Hawaiian one, which has got lean ham on it, and it's just got canned pineapple on it. You don't have to do a fresh pineapple, but when you're making it yourself, it's much nicer, it's tastier, and well, depending on your perspective, I suppose. It's normally a little bit cheaper as well, but it's healthier, right? You can still have that treat. Everybody loves their home done pizzas. And then on another day, maybe you dine out, maybe you do something else. Normally on a weekend, I'll put in a different type of recipe for some people. But then over time, I say, well, you know, have those three meals where you eat whatever it is that you want. Now, you can undo the great work. If you're on a weight loss journey, you can undo the good work on those meals. But I'm talking more into the future, once you're into a better routine and you're not adding on all those extra calories in two or three meals that you've done the hard work through the week. And then you say, well, this program's not working because I'm still staying the same. And so I work with each person individually so that we can work out what's the exact right approach for you. And anything is going to be an improvement probably from where you are right now. So that is the first way that I do it for people. The key with your food is to not feel like you're going without anything, because as soon as I say to people, well, you can't have this, and this, people want that even more. So we have to approach it in a way that you are not restricting what it is that you're consuming, because if you restrict, take out certain foods, then it's going to cause you problems. Having said that, we want to make sure that what you are doing is flooding your body with healthy nutrients. So like, let's take alcohol, for instance. Most people that I work with have alcohol. Some don't. I mean, I personally don't drink at all. But some people like to drink and drink at night time, then have a few drinks on the weekend and stuff. Some people drink every single night. And so I say to them, like, what's the reason that you do it? What's your goal around alcohol? And most people will say they want to cut down or cut it out. And I say, okay, well, the first thing that we're going to do is, let's say you're having two drinks every single night. I say immediately, let's cut it in half. Aim for that. Cut it in half. Whatever you're consuming right now, cut it in half. So if you're having two drinks a night, go down to one drink a night. And then let's do it every other night. So you're not doing it every single night. And so you make those modifications that way. And then just like anything, over time, you find that you can go without things. You don't miss having as much. It's the same with coffee. Some people might have two or three coffees a day. I say, okay, well, that's probably a little bit too much if you're having, say, three or four coffees a day. But, you know, if you're having two coffees a day, then that's probably okay. Just don't have one close to night so it interrupts your sleep time and so forth. But if that's something that you want to cut down, then let's try and cut it down by half immediately. Just try that and stick to that, and then take that next step when you're ready. Again, it's about taking those steps that you can manage, challenging yourself a little bit, and then having some willpower around okay, I'm not going to eat that food. But of course, there are cravings that come and go, right? So again, simple tip, I say I have a client that is very much addicted to lollies, sweet things. And I say, well, the easiest thing for you to do in managing this is don't buy the lollies. Don't bring the huge bag of lollies, like those soft squishy ones, into the house. And then when you are vulnerable at nighttime, which is what happens for her, I said, they're not there, so you can't have them. And you're unlikely to go out to the shops and buy them really late at night. So just don't get them into the house. So don't buy 3, 4, 5 bags a week and you eat a whole bag. I know this sounds silly, but this is some people's challenges. Eat a whole bag at night time. Just don't buy them. Or an alternative approach is if you say eat a whole bag, like a huge bag of lollies over a few hours at night time, put out a handful or two handfuls in a bowl and put the rest of the food somewhere else. I say, like, I've got a pantry. Don't put it at eye level. Put it above your eye level, because what you're drawn to, if you think about how the supermarkets work, all the people that pay, the big brands that pay money, extra money, to have their brands at people's eye level, because what happens? You see it and you buy it because that's what you're looking at. Oh, I need, I don't know, canned tomatoes, bang. That's where the canned tomatoes are. All the home brand type of stuff is down low, not in your direct eye line. And so that's it's the same way with us. If you want the kids to eat certain things, put it at eye level. If you don't want them to eat certain things, put it above eye level. And that's the same for you too. It's a simple, sounds silly type of trick, but that's what happens. All right, now, how do you bring all of this together? Because food is so tempting. We need to eat food constantly through the day, every day. You get up this morning and you need to have breakfast and do all those sorts of things. And so how do you get to that place where you can say, well, you know, like I've never really had alcohol. I've had 2 drinks in my life. It was vodka and orange juice. It was when I was 21, people that I went out with, they were trying to get me drunk. I think I had 2 drinks. I started to feel really dizzy and not very good. And I said, you know what, I'm not having any more drinks at all. And that was the last time I ever drank. And for me, it's easy because I attach what I'm doing in my activity, my food, other things. I mean, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't drink coffee, I don't take drugs, I don't do any of that stuff, because I attach it to what I'm aiming for, what it is that I want for my health and fitness, what it is that I want for my the outcomes for my health. I want to be energized. I want to be able to be very focused. Let's face it, alcohol does not make you more focused. It makes you less focused. I want to be able to live a long, strong, happy life. I want to be pain-free. I want to make sure that I'm alert. I want to make sure that my medical health is very good. The older I get, I feel that we need to double down on our health or even triple down on it so that we're very, very focused so that we don't have these health issues that just come out of nowhere, right? And so when I think about those things, every time I eat something, I think, is this moving me closer to where it is that I want to get to with my health and wellness goals, or is it taking me further away? And I live by the same sorts of principles. If I have, you know, 1 to 3 sort of treats a week of some sort, now a treat for me is not a massive change from what I'm normally doing, but if I want to have some ice cream, for instance, I think 2 nights ago I had, I don't know, it was probably maybe 1.5 scoops of ice cream. That's like, I just felt like something a little bit different. Does that completely destroy all my health and wellness goals? No. I don't go without the things that I want. But I've also conditioned myself to focus on what's important. And sometimes that involves doing the hard work. And sometimes it means, well, yeah, would it be easy to have a pizza four times a week? I really do like pizza. Would it be easy to do that? Well, yeah, it probably would be easy to do that. All you do is you pick up your phone and press a few buttons and bang, it will be at your doorstep. But I know that that doesn't support where it is that I want to get to, what I want my body to look like, what I want to feel like, what I want my energy to be like. And mental health-wise, in terms of me knowing that I'm working towards where it is that I want to get to, that's not going to be right either. So I don't want to be like that. I want to be always taking action to get closer to where it is that I want to get to. Last night I was talking to one of my clients and she said, you know, what do you do for fun? And I said, well, I read. But I said, when I'm reading books, I don't read like fiction books. I read books where I'm going to learn things. And, you know, I talked about that for a little bit. And she said, you know, you don't always have to look to make yourself better. And I said, I've conditioned myself that way. I enjoy it. And if I'm going to do something, it's got to make me better. That's just what I like to do. And I've conditioned myself over such a long period of time to do that, that it just comes naturally to me. So if I'm taking time out on a weekend, even if I'm watching a movie, I think most of the movies that I watch, they're really in the background. So like I watched Oppenheimer the other day, but I watched it over two nights. It's a three-hour movie. And I probably only looked at the screen for less than 50% of the time. I can't just sit there and watch a movie. I was doing work. I was writing notes. I was thinking about setting up my day for the next day and what it is that I need to do for the week and doing things for my daughter and planning that sort of stuff out. I can't just sit there and do nothing. So going to the cinemas to me can be a little bit of a nightmare because it's like, man, I'm wasting time here. I'd rather listen to something and do something else at the same time. But it's always about making me better. And that's where the way that I think about the food aspects that I think about too. So what I want you to think about, food challenges everybody at different levels. The reason that you perhaps you're always going to the food that you know on some level you shouldn't eat so much or whatever is because you haven't attached all the actions you're taking every day to a greater version of you. And so that is what is the compelling piece of work. If you do that and you really work out what it is that you want and why that's important for you, when you have such a strong connection there, why would you then be undermining that process? It's like, let's talk about money for a moment. Let's just say that you're saving up for something or you're paying down your debt or you're doing that kind of stuff and you're making really good progress, but then every few days you're buying something online. Let's say that you're buying designer stuff online. Well, that is very, very quickly eroding your savings multiple times over because it's easy to spend, it's hard to earn, hard to hang on to. But if you really want to achieve that and you're constantly like buying on the other side of things, then you're never going to get there and you're going to remain in debt. So that behavior does not support your goal. Now, if you are absolutely dead set, yes, this is what I'm going to do, then guess what? You're going to be reviewing your expenses. You're going to be reviewing opportunities to get more income into your household and you are absolutely not going to go and buy a $7,000 bag or suitcase or something like that. It's like, why would you do that? That is not even remotely close to what it is that your initial goal is. And that's the same with your food and your wellness. Everything must support a greater version of you. Have your treats, get them in there, don't deprive yourself of things. But as soon as you start to overindulge or do things too frequently, it's going to move you further and further away from where it is that you know you need to get to. So they're my tips for today. Now, if you want me to create a meal plan for you, a workout program for you, strength-wise and cardio-wise, as well as hold you to account, that's why people come to see me. They want results. They want accountability. then I've got a bunch of programs. But if you go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com, the best starting point is go to that free consultation, and then we can have a conversation. I can guide you in the right direction. I work with people all around the world. All right, stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. And make sure, whatever time you're listening to this, your very next meal is highly nutritious. Protein, plant-based food, maybe some high-energy carbohydrates in there as well. Have a great day.